We just had an announcement today on transparency, the third phase of the transparency task force, where we went through a whole bunch of recommendations that industry had, and we launched a new website and announced a whole bunch of actions to make the agency more approachable and transparent and ultimately accountable to the things that we need to do so that we're an effective and efficient regulator of industry. And
I want to pause you there, because I think that it's certainly one of the things that I've loved watching about FDA is you've done it in a very transparent way. The whole process, this is something that you specifically have led. But why is this matter for FDA? Why is transparency particularly important for the FDA?
Well, it goes back to your question of, what's the first thing that comes to mind. It was hard for me to understand FDA even before I started in this job. And one of the things I realized very quickly is that FDA can take an action and everyone can misinterpret it. I mean, some people will think it's evidence that the agency is headed in one direction. Some people will read the tea leaves and say the agency is headed in another direction. And if the agency doesn't really aggressively explain itself and make information available and make itself available, then it's just ripe for that kind of misinterpretation. And one of the things I've tried to do, and Dr. Hamburg has supported, is for the agency to get out there and tell its story. We have FDA Basics, what the agency does. It's had about 1 million hits from different people now. More than 9,000 have left comments, and we've continually updated it. We have FDA Track now with measures of performance for more than 100 offices at the agency and key projects with data monthly. I think that the more people understand FDA, the more FDA can tell its story, the more successful an agency it'll be.
One of the challenges with open government and transparency is, and we were talking to the head of the recovery board, Earl Devaney, a couple weeks ago, and he says, don't get into transparency if you have thin skin. If you're easily embarrassed, don't do transparency, because somebody is going to find something that they can use to embarrass you. And so it almost, and in some ways, I think some people flog you over, hold on, you said you're trying to be transparent, but you don't release this. It seems like, and even the WikiLeaks kinds of stuff, it seems like we're going through a process that transparency doesn't mean that everything is out there. And what is that line? And that seems to be one of the things that we're learning over the past year or two.
I think that's true, and I think that's a question we're asking ourselves. And part of the transparency initiative has been to acknowledge that they're very important considerations and confidentiality. And the whole report we did about how much data at FDA should be released really walk through a number of balances that have to be struck correctly. It's very important. Confidentiality is critical to innovation.
And talk about how you came up with the balance. I know this is a moving target, so it often changes, and we're all learning through experience. But how did you guys come up with where that lies?
Well, we asked those questions, and I'll give you an example. We had a public meeting, and we had a panel where we invited a consumer group representative and an industry, and we gave a scenario. It was a food situation where we said there was a fruit salad we'd heard that was getting people sick, and there were 13 fruits in the fruit salad. And should we disclose that we're investigating all 13 fruits, and would that cause a panic about the 13 fruits, or should we wait till we know more? What's the balance between how much information is useful to people or not? And everybody said, don't say the 13 fruits. And then we said, okay, what if they're 10? Everyone said, oh, don't say that. And then when we got down to 3 or 2, then there was maybe a little bit of disagreement. But we tried to have, and the way we set that up is that the agency asked questions to the different groups. And for the people who were calling for more transparency, we say, well, don't you recognize the value of confidentiality here? And they'd say yes. And we'd say, well, where do you draw the line? We got a lot of back and forth with the public on that. And we wrote in the reports about, what we heard. And that helped us in a whole bunch of areas try to draw the line. And then we put those things out for comment. So, it's an iterative process. I do think that there's much more agreement. Oftentimes it's just where you draw the line. But people really do understand that there's a value to transparency, there's a value to confidentiality, and let's have a chance to have some interaction. And I think, you know, that will ultimately lead to good decisions.
I want to talk to you a little bit about performance, but one more question about transparency, because one of the issues here, and it seems like one of the real evolutions that has gone on, and I think you guys have done a pretty good job of this, is understanding that just it's not the if you build it, they will come kind of thing. Transparency, open government really takes, in a way, a fostering of communities. You have to, in a way, encourage people to participate in and reach out to them in all of the traditional media term ways. Also, new media, there's just it's a lot of work. It's not just that if you build it, they will come kind of theory.
No, I think you're right. And we've seen, you know, momentum generate around the agency's transparency initiatives. And that's been one of the, you know, most satisfying parts of the job as we figured out how to get the word out in better ways. We've definitely generated momentum.
I wanted to talk to you about the other big thing that I know you've been working on a lot is performance, and specifically a project called FDA Track. Describe to folks what this is, in case they haven't heard about it, and then some of the lessons that you learned through rolling out FDA Track.
Sure. FDA Track is a program performance management effort. The Track stands for transparency. The R is results. A is accountability. C is credibility, and K is knowledge sharing. So we can say, you know, accountability is our middle name, because that's the A in Track. Sorry about that.
No, it's great.
And the concept is each major office at the agency sets goals for itself or, you know, counts really key things about its workload. And we track that on a monthly basis. And then they have key projects with specific milestones. And then quarterly, there is a meeting that happens in the FDA track room at FDA where the managers of those offices get in front of the leadership of the agency, Dr. Hamburg and myself, and John Taylor is going to take this over now, discuss the data. And it's a two-way street. It may be that there are problems in, you know, being able to meet the goals, and we can understand why those problems happen, but also how in the commissioner's office we can be helpful to the different programs. And it allows people to really think about, and some of the greatest feedback we've heard inside the agency is help me think through what my program really does and what my goals are. But also it makes available to us information about how we can be helpful. You know, I recently, it was an FDA track meeting, and I heard that there was a problem with an important computer program. Mm. And I had at the meeting, because it's not just me and that office. We have, you know, we have the head of IT, we have the chief lawyer often, or his designee. We have other, you know, key people around the table. And the head of IT took that down, got it fixed. I got a thank you note, you know, and that was before there was some crisis.
Yeah, and creating some kind of almost visibility all the way through the system so you know where everything stands.
Right. And people were worried. Well, you know, there were some fears about this. One of the fears was that, you know, people wouldn't want to stand in front of a podium and really present their data. And the truth is,
it feels a little bit like a firing squad.
Yeah, it can, but people actually value the opportunity to get up and be responsible for things. And we know everyone's been willing to do it. And, you know, I think you'd find that people generally find it to be something they look forward to. You know, the other thing is people are afraid, well, you'll put out data, you'll put out goals, and you'll miss them, and people will pick on us, you know, for that. And, you know, we have had some criticism, but for the most part, people really respect that we're willing to put ourselves out there as an agency.
One of the challenges with government, and it's particularly true with FDA, because how do you measure success? There's no cost benefit, there's no profit loss statement to work from. If some product gets out there and you haven't done your job, well, A, the ramifications are enormous, but also there's no black and white. You can block everything, say nothing goes out until it's completely safe. You can't let everything out there. So measuring performance can be a very difficult thing, and this seems like one of the real ways of trying to start that assessment of programs throughout the organization.
No, I think that's true, and I think you hit the nail on the head. We're trying to start that. And, you know, it's a work in progress. The measures are evolving. We're figuring out the right things. But if you go to the website, www.fda.gov/FDA track, just one word, you can click on a link that goes through a bunch of the things we've learned through FDA Track, and you can look at all our data, and you can see what it's like. We're actually getting visitors regularly now from other federal agencies.
One of the challenges for being somebody who's a mucky muck is that you can have a real influence on culture throughout the organization. And from what I've heard from people within FDA, you've created a culture where, we tolerate mistakes. Not everything has to work. We can even maybe even try something new that might not work, on acknowledging the potential risk there. How do you do that? Because in government, we all know it's really hard. People have been before the firing squads before. Us nasty press people can't wait for you to make a mistake so we can sit there and say, nah, 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 nah. How do you create that culture? How do you almost create a safe playground for people to try and innovate?
Well, you know, it's hard because there's no question, you know, that it's people are worried and understandably about an error of commission rather than an error of omission.
Yeah.
You know, if you actually do something, then, you know, you're clearly responsible for it. And if it goes south, you know, you're going to be held accountable. Whereas if you sit back, maybe it's not totally clear that it was ever your job to jump in. You know, so I think that does create the need for leadership around risk-taking and thinking about things. And I think Dr. Hamburg has done a terrific job at the agency, and I'm happy to work closely with her in supporting, you know, ideas and people to do that. I think that, you know, you got to be, especially FDA with such a comprehensive mandate, it's very important for the agency to have a spirit of continuous quality improvement that, you know, that rather than we do everything perfect, you know, we do nothing perfect.
Right.
We're humans. We're trying to do better. If you see a problem, okay, we'll look at it, you know. That's a better approach for an agency, which is frankly impossible to do everything perfect.
One last question, then I'm going to let you go. Oftentimes, people, as they leave these jobs, particularly these big, important jobs, you know, they always talk about the leaving the note for the person that follows. And what have you told the folks who are going to follow in your footsteps?
Well, you know, I think that the people who are going to take over here have been doing a great job. John Taylor is going to step in as the acting principal deputy, and he has, you know, I think 20 years of experience at FDA. He's just such a terrific person. I think that he and I have talked about some of the specific things I've been involved in, like transparency and FDA track. But I think that, you know, clearly Dr. Hamburg has had a tremendous has just generated tremendous momentum, and she is going to be here working with a great team of people. So, you know, I go to Maryland thinking that I'm going to have a good time watching all the great things at FDA.
Very nice. Anything you want to use 50,000 watts to say anything to your peeps or to other folks out there who may be looking at the FDA?
Well, I would say to any employees of the FDA, it's been just such a tremendous honor and privilege to work with you. It's been a tremendous honor and privilege to be part of the Obama administration and to work for Secretary Sebelius. And it's been really a special pleasure to work with Dr. Hamburg, who's just such a wonderful person.
Well, and speaking selfishly and personally, you've been really good to us and to me personally for coming on this radio station and talking about these issues. Sometimes when there's tough issues, people don't want to talk about them, and you've been very good in coming and fleshing them out and helping other people do their jobs, and I think you've garnered a lot of respect for that. So I deeply appreciate it. Thank you for doing it.
Oh, my pleasure, and I hope our paths cross again.